Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats hit the midpoint of the 2013 season on Sunday with a victory here at Gillette Stadium over the Miami Dolphins. They went into halftime down 17-3, but stormed back for a 10-point win over their AFC East rivals. Inside the locker room after the game, we heard from many players on both sides of the ball, including Rob Gronkowski and Rob Ninkovich and many others, and here they are in Locker Room Uncut.
I don't think anything really needed to be said. I think we knew that it's been an area of focus for us and something that we need to improve upon. And I think guys came out of the locker room with a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and I think it showed up on the field.
Was something said at halftime? You said it didn't need to be said. I'm just curious.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Okay. Nothing out of the ordinary.
We came out and we had a great second half. And we played really well together as a team, and that's what helped us get the victory, playing together as a team in the second half and getting out there and putting some points up on the board.
You thought you had your first touchdown.
Yeah, I did, but it's football. I mean, some plays get called back, and we overcame that, and I think we kicked the field goal that drive, had a nice field goal made by Steve, and we just kept playing football and kept rolling on every drive after that.
I don't remember the score in the first half, but you go into the locker room and you're down, and you want to play better football. You know, you need to play better football to win the game, and that's what we did today.
That's kind of what you need in a game like that after the first half. And the captain spoke up, and that's and then the results kind of showed as played out.
Coach really just picked who we wanted to start the game, and that's who we went with. So, last week I really wasn't in there in the first quarter. This week I wasn't in there in the first quarter. A few other weeks I hadn't been in there, it is what it is. And, I know these coaches are trying to win every game that we can. So whoever they start the game with is who they started with. And I care more about finishing it with a win than who starts it, because it really doesn't matter how you start if you don't end with a W at the end of the day.
I think we did a great job coming in, understanding the concepts of how we wanted to play these guys. And first half didn't play like we should have. Second half played the way we wanted to the whole game. So, we'll take it.
We didn't have time to be worried. It's a lot of football. If we come in here and, everyone's worried, and there's no shot, it'll probably been 31-0 before we know it, 31-3 before we know it. So it was coming in here, regrouping it, and coaches drawing on the board, seeing what we got to do, and changing our mindset, go out there, dominate, and try to come back.
That's kind of been a little bit, you would say, our Achilles heel, coming out and really not playing well in the third quarter, coming out at the halftime and kind of just playing slow and not really getting things done that we need to get done. And I think we did a great job of changing that today. We came out in the third quarter and played really well.
I mean, that's a great thing. The first half, they kind of had a little lead there, so they were just trying to run the ball, throw 90s, throw quick stuff. They never, took a five-step drop in the first half. So second half, once we kind of put a little pressure on them, had to get the ball downfield, had to move the ball, we were able to get on the quarterback a little bit and, get after him. So that's always a good thing. I enjoy having the ability to just get after the quarterback. It's always a nice feeling.
Fletcher wants to know how you didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah.
That was the tough role, the ability there. That was a great tough role, I think, on my part. But I didn't think anyone touched me, but I guess they did. But, I'll take the recovery and the points scored,
Andre teaches me so much, as far as hand placement, even little things like taping my hands, the things that will help me with longevity, So Andre is like a big brother out there. He's a mentor, and he's a great addition.
Man, I hate it. I mean, like I said, it's that's our starting alignment. And C-Bass has been, a critical player for us this year and the prior years to this. So I hope it's not too serious, and hopefully he'll be back soon.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.